fellowship's freedom. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have the one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Oh, I love that. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. I love that. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, an advocate. And that's Jesus Christ, the righteous one. I love that. Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. I love that passage. I came across that. It was my verse of the day, actually, this morning, and I was like, wow, yes, I'm just energized, and it's awesome. It's just really neat. Well, friend, thank you so much for, letting me hang out with you today. It is, of course, September the 27th, Thursday, 2012. My goodness, we're just a couple of days away until October. I was looking at our calendar, trying to set some things up for the next several weeks, and it's just so hard to believe that we're even planning into the month of October already. I mean, the temperatures have been much cooler, I know, in the area here and across the country as well. So yeah, we're getting into that fall season, and we're starting to feel it. Quite soon. We were actually talking about my family, and we were talking about, hey, when are we going to carve some pumpkins out? Because that's something that we enjoy doing every year, just carving a big old hole on top of the pumpkin and just digging the seeds and just the ickiness and the gooiness. That's something we kind of look forward to. So those the pumpkins and so forth. So we got to get that here in the next couple of days to really get into the season here. But regardless, I pray, friend, that you are just having a great week. And if you're not, friend, I just want to encourage you that God is still on his throne. The cross of Christ still stands. The tomb is still empty. And after all these years, God still has the whole world in his hands. Amen. Hey, there is a really cool event coming up on Saturday, October the 6th. It's going to be at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. And Bill Allison is going to be in town. He's part of the Cadre Ministries, and he's going to be hosting a seminar called How to Make Jesus' Vision and Mission Your Mission and Vision. It's a great seminar that will get underway at 8:30 in the morning at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, right off of West Riverbend Boulevard and Route 47. If you'd like to get more information on that, just visit our event calendar page at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and just click on the little tab that says events. Well, today we are going to be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's something we're going to be looking at here in just a little bit. That's going to be coming from our devotional. But first, I love this song. I Know That My Redeemer Lives, right here on Great News Radio.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives in us who once was dead. He lives my
I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. That's right. Well, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. Yep, I'm the Friends part of Mark and Friends. Of course, it is Thursday, September the 27th. And today we're going to take a look at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But we're going to take a different look at it than we normally typically do. In Matthew chapter 28, in verse 1, it says, "After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.'" Wow, what an amazing way to find out that Jesus' body is no longer in the tomb. He is risen. Talk about an exciting time, an experience for Mary and the other Mary that they will never, ever forget. That Jesus' body is no longer in that tomb. Jesus proved that he had victory over death. Let me ask you a question. You know, we tend to focus on the resurrection of Christ only once a year, and that's normally around Easter time in April. But what if, friend, Jesus' body had not been raised? Now we know that Christ was raised from the dead. I just want to clarify that. We know. But what would happen if his body is still in that tomb today? Just what a terrible thought that would be. Just what a terrible thought. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. "But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses of God." Wow, what an unthinkable question. What if Jesus' body had not been raised? What if there had been no Easter? What if death had conquered Jesus? What an unthinkable question. But we know, hallelujah, that the tomb is empty. After Jesus Christ was crucified on that cross, he was in the tomb for 3 days, and he rose from the grave. Hallelujah, conquering sin and conquering death. It says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." I'll tell you what, if Jesus had not risen from the dead, some tragic things would be true. Preaching would be profitless. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14 says, "If Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless." Yeah, preaching would be profitless. Then everything that you would be doing on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights would just be a country club if Jesus is in that tomb. Sunday morning would just be a country club. "Hey, how are you, brother? I'm doing great. All right." If Christ is still in that grave, then preaching is just an exercise. It also says that our faith would be foolish. Verse 14, "And if Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." Our faith would be foolish. If Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. Our faith in Jesus Christ If that's the case, if he's still in that tomb, it's not worth anything if Jesus Christ is still in that grave. And we know that Jesus is the Son of God because of his resurrection. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 4, and it says, "And who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord." Yeah, we know that Jesus is truly the Son of God because of that resurrection, because that tomb is still empty today. Another tragic thing, if Jesus was still in that grave, the disciples would be deceivers. Yeah, it says, "More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses of God, for we have testified about God that he was raised from the dead." See, if Jesus is still in that grave, then the disciples would be false witnesses. Think about this. The disciples were tortured. They were persecuted, and they died as martyrs. See, I'll tell you what, a man may live for a lie, but few, if any, will die for a lie. Hypocrites and martyrs are not made of the same stuff. So if Jesus Christ is still in that grave, then the disciples would be deceivers. If Jesus Christ is still in that grave, then sin would be sovereign. Watch this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17 says, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins." We are all sinners by birth, by nature, by practice, and by choice. We were born in this world with sin wrapped all around us. See, if Jesus Christ is still in the grave, then we have no hope for forgiveness. God cannot simply overlook sin. He cannot. If God were to cease to judge sin, then God would cease to be holy, because the Bible says that he is a holy and just God. If Jesus is still in the grave, then that would mean that God did not accept the sacrifice of Calvary. But we know that God did accept the sacrifice of Calvary because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 4, verse 25, "He was delivered over to death for our sins," watch this now, "and was raised to life for our justification." Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." If Jesus is still in that grave today, friend, then death would have dominion. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 18 says, "Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost." Wow, if Jesus is still in that grave, then death would have dominion. Think about that. Then death would have dominion. That's all that we would have in life, is just to live for a few years and die and rot in a ground and be lost forever. But Jesus, in the form of a man, came to this earth, grappled with the iron bars of death, and rose from the grave. Then we too have victory over death. Yes, yes, yes. And one thought, terrible thought, the unthinkable thought, if Jesus is still in that grave today, friend, then the future is fearful. Wow, 1 Corinthians 15:19 says, "If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied." Someone once said, if Jesus Christ is still in that grave, nothing matters. But if Jesus Christ came out of the grave, nothing but that really matters. See, friend, without the resurrection, we would be of all men most miserable. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have hope for the future that is steadfast and sure. Friend, I know that if my world around me crumbles and falls, if I lose my job, if I lose my family, if I lose my house, that would be terrible. I am not going to lie. I would feel defeated. I would be so sad. But I know that the future is full of hope because Jesus Christ is no longer in that grave. Even if I have bad news from the doctor, that would not be the great best news that ever happened to me. But I know that this world is not my home. And I can go into the future. I can move forward with hope that surpasses all understanding. Peace that passes all understanding. How in the world can somebody have hope and peace in the midst of a situation like that? Because my future friend is not fearful. Because Jesus Christ is not in that grave anymore. God raised him from the dead. And because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, preaching is profitable. Faith is feasible. The disciples are dependable. Sin has been subdued. Death has been defeated. And the future is fabulous. Do you know Jesus Christ today? Do you know him? Or do you just know him of a little baby in a manger who grew up and died on a cross? Is that all you know about him? Hallelujah. He came back to life 3 days later. And the Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Do you know Jesus? And if you do, friend, talk about hope that will last forever.
From heaven, the stone was rolled away, and as dead men, the guards, they all stood there in fright as the power of love displayed its might.
And suddenly, a melody filled the air, riding. It was
Yeah, that is Arise, My Love. Beautiful song. I love it. That's a group called New Song right here on Great News Radio. Well, Fred, my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you on your Thursday. Fred, if you want to find out more about the ministry of Great News Radio, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, Fred, I am out of here. Mr. Mark Burns in this seat tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, in the meantime, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.